You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Candabu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds. Which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Greetings in the mighty
name of the Lord Jesus Christ, joining us again on a Sunday morning, as usual, on the God of Our Nation program.
Hallelujah.
All the way from Turaki in Suva.
Yes.
We greet you, Eastern Division. You're actually having your combined service this morning.
Praise the Lord, Eastern.
We can debate to Kenya, the Ganga, and the Turang Chisu, and the Matakan my Turaki, the studio, and my TV. We came into the Western Division, the Kabatikan Mission Sunday. We were about to take on the Kimanisa, so that you can zone Matakanikua.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for all the update we've been reading on the comms. Thank you for all the preparation, the acknowledgement on the required preparation on the new normal that we have from the sanitizer to the social distancing. The Tiko Viti Raramba and the South Tiko Bekaba Worship Center, Bakaba Karotik and Matakanikoa, Bakatalaki in the weekend and Matapuvali and the second Bekanilin, the Tiko Kino Worship Center, but yet you prepare your place of worship this morning as a family.
Greetings
also to the worship center in Lot 3, Secular Road. Thank you. We continue to believe that it's going to grow into a worship center.
Hallelujah.
Well, the family size is a worship center enough.
Hallelujah. All the children, the boys, two guys.
Australia, Raramba, Nabunoni being Grabi, Abikimdo Meserne, Abakakinami Griffiths, Hay,
Brisbane,
Gold Coast, Melbourne. Thank you for everything that you continue to do, and I believe that all of you are ready, and some of you are busy this morning, and I could see the posting on the apologies because of your work commitment this morning. Abikimdo Menislandi, Bambula Talangani Bikimdo, Menepia, Kimdo Metopo, Rotorua, Sangangangoli Bikimdo Metauranga, Bikimdo Men, Okalandi Raramba, North Shore, Bambula Tugani Bikimdo, Matagan Sigbidakadiko, Nakabakalibna, updated back to my thank you, Talangasa Philip. As the administrator for New Zealand, thank you for all the great ideas that you have in store. And also for, you know, that outreach that you people continue to do in the visitation. We praise God because He continues to be exalted in every areas of our life. Wambule bikiom dona chukume Amerika, Hawaii, talanga situkana enanti nena, bakambule tukani na evanganga ni wani turangi so.
Hallelujah.
All the way from Fiji. Thank you for being consistent, committed, and also sacrifice in everything that you continue to do on your updates that you send us on Emission Sunday every month. Thank you. Taltala vika, wambule talatukani bikiom ni my Hawaii, my Vita Sara, support, and thank you for everything that you continue to do as a HQ staff, as well as a pastor out there in Hawaii.
Hallelujah.
We believe our memory won't be lying, but kito wicked the back chicken qua, satikabo durtale, ringarabatikino talanga si chovesa bakatalakina talanga se rendini talanga se Eleanor and matakin sing of inakanikoa, vakina no matu value. Wangula chicken be kimonina, log into my kimni bakron to make in Vanuatu. Vanuatu NCF, we say greetings all the way. From Fiji, Pastor Sola and Senior Pastor and everybody out there in Vanuatu. It's been a while we haven't met. It's been a while we haven't been in touch. But we say greetings all the way from Fiji and thank you for the support and thank you for everything that you continue to do for the ministry in prayers as well as supporting us on the Mission Sunday and all the other works that you continue to do without us having to supervise you, to oversee you, or to also meet you. We say greetings all the way from Fiji.
To the Northern Hemisphere, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland, thank you for your continuous support. And I believe for the whole of Europe, you are the meeting on Zoom with your zone,
yes,
or also worship center, or with your families and your neighbors. We say greetings all the way from Fiji, and thank you for the continuous sitting. I could see all the posting last night on the airtime. Thank you, because it's quite a fair bit of you investing on the airtime sitting.
Our
airtime investors for my TV or for the program that we continue to play and also feed and nurture and also serve our nation and all other people out there in the world globally. And thank you for their commitment. Talanga sine soa enanti Oli in Scotland. Makambole tukani bekim do kiero tono dorbo. Nakabali bune bingrabi. Binakabakali bune bito koni. Binakabakali bune alu binakani bingrabi. So bekim no kim ni kete me Europe raramba. Makambole tukani. And ayadan ganga ayadan tali ni ngoni turang chiso. And amatakani singa binakani ko. Kenda na tiki bune nondo ngunu weni. And amatakani dayo. Makambole ni kenda sabaka bakarokina. Bekenda na dami chiko bakazone. I believe that we are all prepared and all ready. For those of you who don't not believe in God or cannot understand what we're talking about, and no, even you know, couldn't be bothered what we are doing. But today we are having Holy Communion, and we always have it at a certain time of this program every Sunday. It's a moment between you and God, a moment that you acknowledge that there is a power higher, greater, and you know, it's awesome, and it's out there to help you, to guide you, and also to nurture you, and to meet your need, and heal you of all sicknesses.
And
the name is Jesus. The name that is above all names. That every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess, because Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes. Yeah. And this morning, like what I said, we will start with our Holy Communion. For those of you who do not belong to the church, because this is a standard and normal for a new Methodist every Sunday morning. And if you are new and you don't belong to any denomination, or if you do belong to a denomination and you seem to be joining us and preparing your Holy Communion, what we always share, it's according to the Bible.
Yes.
As Gasalevo always share with us the Bible verses on it. And Holy Communion, like what I said, I want to bring it straight home to you or to your heart, to you as an individual in believing in God and trusting in God. We do Holy Communion at home during our devotion. We do Holy Communion at home as we have our family meeting. We do Holy Communion at home when we're sitting on something that we believe that we need God's divine intervention. So when you're logging in this morning or when you're watching us this morning, worship center, as we partake Holy Communion this morning, I need you to stand before God with your need. There's a lot of need and a lot of lists that you have there with you. Can be your children, can be your work, can be your family, can be a lot of other things, your mortgage, your payment, like we always share. This is the moment. You believe and you trust in God that He's there to listen to you, because you're acknowledging the power of His blood and also the power of His flesh. And He died on the cross for you and I. So that means, like, when you stand on before Him in having Holy Communion, you need to stand with faith and believe that your God is there with you. The closer you wait, it's far from you. But close is this God that is standing there with you. You need to believe in, you need to trust Him this morning. So we will start with the Holy Communion this morning. And wherever you are, I will need you to take your bread.
The Bible says the bread represents His body. Everything that was done to His body.
Man.
This is on the bread that we'll partake together. And I believe healing, restoration,
hallelujah,
miracle, health,
hallelujah,
wisdom,
yeah,
knowledge, just by partaking the bread according to His word.
Amen.
So we will partake together. Then I lost Randini to pray. So let us partake together.
Lord, as we partake the bread to acknowledge the power in your flesh, O
Hallelujah.
Father. Lord, we partake this bread, O Lord Jesus, believing in the covenant that we have with you. Lord, we commit to the lives of the many that
Hallelujah.
Are joining us this morning from afar, all over, globally, O Lord, wherever they are, within their families, within the worship center, within their zone, even for those who do not believe in you, O Father, but they begin to see the greatness of coming to acknowledge your presence every Sunday morning at such a time as this. Some of them are fathers standing on their need. They're standing on their bills, their mortgage, or father, that are overdue. Some of them, O Lord Jesus, they're buying farm or they're selling their property. We commit them, O Lord Jesus, they stand. Agreement, O Father, believing in the covenant, keeping God that they're worshiping or serving or praying to this morning. Lord, I pray and I stand in the gap on their behalf.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I speak and I call on your name. The name that is above all name. According to your word, O Father, in Jeremiah 33:3, call out to me and I will answer.
Hallelujah.
And I will show you wonderful and great
Hallelujah.
Things that you know nothing about. Father,
Hallelujah.
We're calling on your name this morning. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for debt free. We thank you for bills paid.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for providing into our lack. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to meet our needs. We thank you for the list that we have written. We thank you for the answered prayers. We stand, O Father, believing and receiving all this miracle, O Lord,
Hallelujah.
Into every individual.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you and we praise you and we exalt you for who you are in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, when they finished with the dinner, Jesus poured out wine.
And,
he said, the wine represents my blood.
Amen.
A new covenant.
Amen.
This is a new covenant
Hallelujah.
With your God.
Yeah.
Take it very personal.
Amen.
Because He's a God want to be your personal friend.
Hallelujah.
Personal relationship.
Yeah.
Anything that you commit to God today, take it very personal, because this God
Hallelujah.
Can reach out to you wherever you are. Broken, frustrated.
Amen.
You are tired. Our God already done everything. Everything.
Hallelujah.
My friend. Because He wants to bless us. Let us partake together. Remembering this is a new covenant.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus into our life. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name.
Yes, Father.
Thank you for the new covenant.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you are God of covenant.
Yes.
You are so faithful to Abraham.
Thank you, Jesus.
To Isaac. To Jacob. To the tribes, to the people of Israel, You are still faithful today. Thank you for Jesus' life opening another door to us Gentiles.
Amen.
That we become member of the kingdom because of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus alone. Thank you for today that you'll meet the desire, open doors, activities, and the brokenness,
hallelujah,
the struggle that we go through. I pray over the life of so many people, of churches, worship centers, the zone, the region, the young people, the couple. I pray in the name of Jesus that you are a faithful God. Even though we are not faithful, you remain faithful because you cannot lie to yourself. We glorify your name, Lord, and we receive healing. We receive restoration.
Hallelujah.
We receive promises. We receive blessing and miracle this wonderful morning.
Hallelujah.
Because you are a covenant-keeping God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for today. And thank you for this Holy Communion. It's a blessing to us. It's a blessing to the church. It's a blessing to the family. It's a blessing to everyone that I partake this morning.
Amen.
We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank you. In addition to the episodes that we've been having every Sunday on the Kingdom Economics and the End Time Finances, we would like to continue this morning based on faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And like what we always share with you, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the elements of things not seen. And it says in Hebrews 11:1. So if you are watching us this morning, or if you are tuning in this morning, or if you get to watch this program later, we would like to encourage you this morning. Every other morning that we've been sharing with you every other Sundays, and I believe that some of us, or most of us, are on the same track. And maybe this is the first time you've just come on, or maybe just the second Sunday, so you may have missed a lot of things that we have covered until today. But today we would like to emphasize on that faith, because we've been testifying on the daring faith, what the Bible said.
Crazy faith.
And you know, that crazy faith, you stepping out into the unknown, not knowing what is out there. And, you know, faith, it can be so liberating in the sense that you're free from worries, you're free from, trying to think out ways on how to survive or how the thing's going to come to pass, because you believe and you completely trust God, just like a child trusting their parents. You know, when they look up to their parents and their parents say something, they completely believe them. Or your children will completely believe you, like mine, or even my grandchildren. They'll completely believe, like whatever that you tell them or they tell you. They have faith that you're going to be there for them, or they're going to have their lunch to be taken, or whatever that you tell them, it's going to happen. Well, faith is a little bit like that in the physical. You need to, you know, to believe this God like a child, like you believe that everything is going to be okay, which means you say it and you don't think about it. You believe in it and you know it's going to happen because of that faith that you have in you. So faith, you know, it cancels the intellectual and also cancels all the reason. Because if you have to bring your reason, it cancels faith.
Because faith, it's the opposite of fear. Because if you have fear, you will need everything to support you. Then you do it. Faith, you just do it. Because you believe. You don't need anything to support you. You just believe in the word
of God.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Because in Romans 10:17, it says that faith comes by hearing, and but hearing by hearing the word of God. So you need to hear the word of God, because that word of God is God himself. Because in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning there was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the word is God. You're hearing the word of God, and it builds up your faith. What word of God? Any word of God. The word of God. Either listening or tuning to a preaching, or you read the Bible, read the word of God, not hearing any other story, not watching any other movie in the secular world. Yeah, you have your, you know, your moments of your social life.
Yes.
But you need to, you know,
feed yourself
with the word of God.
Feed your soul with
through
the word
your,
of God.
Through your ears.
Hearing.
In your eyes, and whatever you read.
And meditate.
Yeah.
And study.
Yes.
And then you leave it. That's when the word of God materializes in you. And that's what we call faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoping for and the evidence of things
not seen. Yabala iko bakamboti tuko ndona kai kusengani rebe iko bakamboti ndona ka iko sengani kilani na yaba sisen iko bakamboti you stepping out in faith with that faith you know boldness and confidence in faith bakambola tanga beki mdona chikume ina no kiro ngoli beki mdona chikume ina no bula mina kana mo kai lao bula beki mdona chikume moa de beki mdona be onyea abaka kiro mebo no mala talaga si chitoko beki mdona be komo bakambola tukani metoku metotoya yeah bakambola tukani na evanganga ni wanitorangu chisu bakamboti ni kenda sa sara sara kumena television ena mataka ni singa vina kani kwa wana kaki roba sechi kuna mataka ni kwa sekwa na bakambota iko bakambota na kai sembera ni rei rei na kai iko senga ni reitha se na kai iko senga ni wakana numa ni narawani ato iko bakambota
iko bakambota na kao sini reitha
iya iko bakambota na kai iko sini reitha enge kachi mikada na bosi nikalo na nomo bakambota lakumai na nomo rongoza na nomo rongoza na bosi nikalo senga ni rongoza na vitamna wale senga ni rongoza na kada na wale iko rongoza tiko na bosi nikalo na bosi nikalo evirubiko na kai iko rongoza kena kai iko wilika kembala iko wilika na nomo iwala tambu iko bakane kena na mate nelo milam na leba nga nomo wile kena wala tambu kena nomo rongoza na bosi nikalo e tombo dake na nomo bakambota mbala tena lam iko bakane iko tiko na bosi nikalo ya na bosi nikalo etiko na tiko mikenda ni okwe na kalo kwa kai tiko na chanyi nduandua e na baka tiko musambolo kukwe na bosa asa tiko batike na kalo kwa kanda bosa asa kalau kwa kanda bosa so na bosa ni kalo ya e tiko batike kenda kwa mwala e sanga ni toro na buku e sanga ni toro na kila ka e sanga ni toro ndu nelea bolo ni vuli e kore ni tu saru tiko mena koro kwa sanga ni vuli kima miru ni tiko tau ni beka kima miadu na kalesi lima kalesi wano kalesi walo na ndo rumbula na mati ni kalo wa ito bat e nda rawa ni iso na ngonda kema kai vina kada kena na mobili kena wala tambo kena na murongoza na bosa kalo kima ni siviti kima imtala na tuitawan bala tana nomu ni bakambota na bosa ni kalo ni kima ni rongoza kima ni bakambota na bosa ni kalo
kabi kata ni wala tambo ya e rongoza nga upati mio e rongoza lemu na ronda rongoza yo upati mio nga rongoza ni kuchisu na kainasari sanga ikazi
haleluya
kwa sinuweza kwa rongoza nga sapaka tau ni nonda na bakambota na kako rongoza kusapaka mbotsara
haleluya
Jesus, lumita vita, dilo mayo mai. E kalio koya. No no rongoza. Ke mbale, sabri mimi bi kanda na bi kali simina ni kwa. Ni ko rongoza, 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 rongoza. E tumbu da kitigo, pokambauta, 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 pokambauta. Bale ka rongoza, rongoza. Ni ko rongoza na mosani kalu. Ni ko rongoza chira mosani kalu.
Aleluya.
E na tarada ke, na no mo pokambauta. E na ka sabri mimi kina, ala bo rongoza tiko. Kero piba onge titiko ni simina ni kwa.
You need to hear the word of God.
Word of God.
Yeah. You need to hear the word of God. You need to learn and meditate on the word of God. Balata kwana kakiro wasetu kwana mada sawati, kwana samindua.
Dua.
Yeah, na samindua. E kachiku bikenda, kalonga ta natamata, e sengani tiko batikira na tamata da, se tiko batikira na tamata e wala wala da, se ndaba batikira na dobi baka lili ngai. Ya kakwe, na vono ichoba, baka na nomo kwa na visinga kena bonyi. Na dama na vono ichoba, na vos likalo. Ya kakwe, e baka kwe na vuni kawe tena bati nudhi wai. E vota kena vwana na kena ngona dina, nanro na senga sara ni malai. Amen. So for those of you tuning in this morning, when you hear the word of God, because the word of God is God himself. And according to that Bible verse that we always repeat every Sunday in Psalms 1:1, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. What is the law of the Lord? The law of the Lord is the word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night, which means whenever you're driving, wherever you're working, you meditate on the word of God. How can I meditate on the word of God? Take a Bible verse, put it in your mind. If it says Luke 1:37, with God, nothing is impossible. Take that Bible verse, meditate in your mind, day and night. And then it says, it will be like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruits at the right time. The leaves will never get dry. Whatever he touched, it shall prosper. In the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of nothing, in the midst of losing your job, in the midst of financial constraint, in the midst of completing, everything that your resources that used to come with nothing there, in the midst of it all, when you meditate on the word of God and you trust in the word of God and you look around and check the people around you, they don't bring negatives, they don't bring gossips, a slander and lies. You check and change, the people that surround you.
Because
all those things then you shall be in the midst of everything. You will remain blessed.
Because the people around you will send sound into your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever you hear depends on the people around you. Yeah.
That's why it's very important.
Very important.
For you to check the people around you.
Your fellowship with the right people.
Yeah.
If you fellowship with eagles, he'll fly like an eagle.
Hallelujah.
But if you fellowship with bat and owl, then you will fly like them. So we encourage you.
Hallelujah.
This is the time that you are fellowshipping with eagles.
Hallelujah.
And we are so delighted to say in this program, God of Our Nation, that we have introduced just yesterday the new program 5 to 6 for early bird, for people that wake up early.
To be your campus for today.
For your campus for today. 5 to 6, 1 hour. Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah, to get a campus.
So the people that they go to work, wake up in the morning on your television from 5 to 6. Hallelujah.
Start it with the word of God.
Before you begin your day, you already start with the word.
Hallelujah.
And the word will look after your day. And your day becomes fruitful because you start with the word. The Bible says the most intelligent and knowledgeable man ever lived, his name is King Solomon.
Hallelujah.
He said, do not rely on your wisdom.
Amen.
And your knowledge. Trust in the Lord with everything. And
Amen.
He will direct your path. Oh, hallelujah. And that's why we are encouraging you. Listen, hear the word of God.
Hallelujah.
5 to 6, 8 to 9. This program, God of Our Nation. Ooh, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, live from Foshua, another word of God. So the more you hear,
carry your Bible with you. Every Christian has got a Bible. If you're listening in today, you don't belong to any denomination, find a Bible. The Bible that talks about God. And read this Bible because it's full of promises. And according to his word in Numbers 23:19, it says about his word that God is not a man to lie nor a son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. Whatever word of God that is written in here, when you believe, he will fulfill. He will fulfill. He will fulfill. Because he's not a man to lie. He cannot lie to himself. And he cannot lie about the word that he's promised you. I mean, the churches can come in with their doctrines, with their belief, like what we are offering you, listening, tuning to certain programs that we have, that you can hear the word of God. But the basic thing, go to the word of God. Read the Bible, because the Bible is the Bible. There's no other Bible out there but the Bible. So you pick the Bible and you read the word of God. You read and you meditate on the word of God. You believe in the word of God, because the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It says in Hebrews 4:12, it's sharper than any double-edged sword. Not only that, it penetrates between the soul and the spirit. It penetrates between the bone and the marrow, and then it discerns the attitude of your heart. Before you even know that you don't have any money, before you even know there is no food on the table, before you don't even know whether you have enough money to pay your bill, this God knows. Why? Through the power of his word.
Hallelujah.
Because he discerns the attitude of your heart. He is there. You may be logging in today all over the world, wherever you are. Maybe, like what I said, through Zoom meeting or through a zone, sitting down with the social distancing here in Fiji or wherever you are, or worship center, or even just by logging in at home.
Hallelujah.
You know, only God knows.
What
are
you going through?
Oh, hallelujah.
God knows.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why God wants to interfere with your daily life.
Yes.
Because our God wants to bless you. He said, I alone knows the plan
I have for you.
I have for you. And the plan to bless
prosper.
You.
Yeah.
To prosper.
Never to harm you.
Overflow.
Hallelujah.
Never to harm you. And set you a future that you hope for.
Amen.
That is the God that we are sharing today.
Yes.
He wants to intervene into our life. Struggling.
Amen.
Broken. Rejected. Empty. Or frustrated. He wants to come into your
Hallelujah.
Life. And by hearing what we are sharing today, it's not by coincidence.
Yeah.
No. When he walked past Bartimaeus, he knew that there is a blind man
Hallelujah.
Sitting there. When he walked past that woman, issues of blood, he knew. When he walked past the tree, the sycamore, he knew that there is a boss of a company, a CEO, is sitting up there. His name is Zacchaeus, a rich man, a ruler. He knew exactly who you are and what you're facing.
Yeah.
My friend,
hallelujah.
This God is so concerned about everybody's life.
Amen.
Everyone. You are not left out.
Hallelujah.
God is see, Jesus can die for you. Even you, the only person ever.
Hallelujah.
Lived. Jesus still died for you.
Yeah.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world. That means everyone.
Yeah.
Someone.
Believers, non-believers.
Believers,
alike.
Hindu, Muslim.
Atheist.
He died for everyone.
Yeah.
And then whoever believes shall enter into everlasting life. That is the promise of God.
Hallelujah.
And he's not a man that he can lie. Nor
son
of
man to change his mind.
Change his mind.
Hallelujah.
He wants to intervene, my brother.
Yes.
He wants to intervene.
So you're logging in this morning with your need. You're logging in this morning with your obstacle. You're logging in this morning with your issues. There's a lot of things that is out there in front of you that you know you don't have any power to change it.
Yes.
You don't have any finances or any resources to change the situation. You know, you are stuck in the middle. You may be, you know, trying a lot of things throughout the week or since COVID started, and you're trying to make do with the little that you have. Whatever situation that you're standing on, whatever situation that you're thinking about, whatever situation that you're stuck with, this morning we want to recommend. Man, there is a name that is above all name, the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
The miracle working name.
Jesus.
And this name, he can do absolutely anything. You know, the unthinkable, he can do it for you.
Yes.
When you believe, he does the unbelievable. The things that you can't even fathom, your mind cannot even fathom, he can do that for you. Now, Hebrews 11:6, it says that faith pleases God, but you need to believe that he exists.
Yes.
And that's the secret. Or kendar remendor bakabota nimbul okoya. Kendar remendor bakabota nimbul na klo. Na bakabota e bakalomo bina kataki koya. Yo kendar remendor bakabota nimbul okoya. Geka koya koya e somir na ndo bakasangre koya. Yeah, he rewards those who diligently seek him.
I believe it's very important to go back to that faith pleases God.
Hallelujah.
Imagine if we are serving God, but we don't believe.
Yeah.
Faith. Please, you want to please.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to please God? Have faith. Believe that God will come into your life. Believe that God
Amen.
Will complete the incomplete. Believe that God will nurture our life.
Hallelujah.
Believe that because that pleases God. God pleases with Abraham because he believed.
Amen.
Noah pleases God because Noah believed.
Hallelujah.
Joshua pleases God. Because Joshua believed. Moses pleases God because Moses believed. You can please God because you believe. Don't look at the logic or science or what the people say.
Yeah, faith cancels the intellect and cancels your reason.
Cancel
the
reason.
Because if you have to think of the reason, you know, like just say if we're coming and we have nothing and we would like to go for dinner or for lunch and we go out, but we have no cash. But faith is when you're stepping out in faith. You just go in and, you know, continue to act normal as if
go.
You have it.
Yeah.
Because you don't see it. You know, don't work out or trying to reason or trying to think, how. Because there are certain things, it's not you. Certain things, it's just God. That's his part for you to play. You know, it's on a car, kendaro run you the car. It's on a car, son on the retaming arm, and the living of one clue. But let another car. Nangon and the Mibaka Samataka Chukina, and Avaka Bakadava, Boko Kiro Kachina Matakaniko, Nangoniko Boka Botikina, Evaka Vikansal Taka, Nanda Bakasama, Evakansal Tatalanga, Nanda Vangara, Evaka Bakadab. When a patiam in the Kapuni the car, kendaro. Dabu kalonga ni na bambota ni kubaka bota ni kwa rani daka. Kuni biya kabo na kalo daka baba daba si ubiya baka samataka how he's going to do it. That's his work. He will do it. He will do it for you. Kwaya kwa na ipiriyo kwa kero wasechi ni mataka nikuwa. The book of Hebrews, you know, speak a lot about faith. And this morning we would like to continue to say that the righteous shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. There's quite a few Bible verses I was reading through this morning. One is Habakkuk 2:4. The other one is Galatians 3:11. And Romans 1:17, and not forgetting Hebrews 10:38. All these four Bible verses, they talk about the just shall live by faith or the righteous shall live by faith. It's everything by live by faith. Why? Because you need to live by faith. I like the Hebrews 10:38. It says, but when men draws back, praise the Lord, when men draws back, he said, the just shall live by faith. But when men draws back, the Lord is not pleased. Hallelujah. Step out in faith. So you doubt or you begin to think or begin to try and reason.
Disbelief.
Then God is not pleased. Because he's only pleased with your faith. You step out in faith and you believe that he will do it for you. Because he's a covenant-keeping God. You know, when we were having the Holy Communion this morning, we were sharing with you, our treatise of the Holy Communion and covenant keeping, which means you stand with your need.
Hallelujah.
You're standing with faith on a lot of things that you need to clear, on a lot of things that you don't have, a lot of things that you desire. You're standing in faith and you're receiving that because God is doing that for you. And, you know, like what I've been sharing this morning, you need to have that childlike. I think it's hard for you to picture. Maybe for the adults, it's hard to picture. And though you must have that childlike faith. And I want to share a few testimonies this morning. You know, because I live with faith. I worked in my last 2-3 years, I think, with Air Pacific, now Fiji Airways. Then I was manager customer relations. And I taught myself, and I believe God did that for me. Because I begin to live my life, even though I was getting monthly pay, good pay, I was getting that pay into my account. I don't live my life that I'm waiting on the pay or I'm relying on my pay every month. So my pay goes to the bank.
Yes.
And by that time, Gasilevo has left for full time.
Full time.
And most of my pay was helping in running the ministry because the membership was very small at that time. Not only that, most of the finances, it was just between us or our personal money run the ministry back then. And most of the travel of mission team, they were going to Tonga, going to Samoa, going to Vanuatu for mission work. And even the team, they ran up right up to Germany and went to England. Mm-hmm. All those travel and everything was actually relying entirely on my pay. And I praise God,
yes.
Which means that I cannot touch my pay. That is like booked. Book for what? Book for God's work.
God's work.
So I have been living by faith. And I was sharing with the ladies on Friday. I think we went out for lunch or breakfast. And I was sharing with them. You know, it's amazing. When you're living, you knowing you have your pay there. But I don't go for my pay. I don't wait on my pay. When there's no butter, no milk on the table, I fast. I tell my children, we pray. So we pray for food to eat, even though I can't afford, because I know I have the money in the account. And not just any money. You know, it's good money. So when you step out in faith, and for the last 2-3 years before leaving to come and do full-time, I've gotten used to living that way, that I don't wait for my payday. I don't even know what day we get paid. And even to the extent, after a few months, my GM came and she told me, we didn't realize, CEO called me today, we didn't realize that we were not paying you on your correct salary level after you get promoted. And I said, oh, sorry, I didn't know too. And she said, don't you check your pay? And I said, no, I don't check my pay. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's just amazing.
Hallelujah.
Because I believe I began to feel to work and not trusting on the resources that I have, even though I was working. So when I stepped out to come and do full-time work, I was so used to it.
It's normal.
Yeah, it's normal. It's like, you know, there was nothing coming anyway. I fasted, prayed for everything. It may sound, you know, a bit stupid, if you can call it that way, to be fasting and praying
for the food on
the table and everything while I have my pay going into this account. You know, like in a physical, like in a wrong. Okay, me wrong somebody talk. Me call almost you gonna camo. You know, you love what you're gonna count. Not to gonna bang. But I tell you along with Sabambota, they love a second in Dongo. Not that I promote the kick in the club. And no, not that I said it on me and be out. Came over out quiet, came a casa or meet a big way. Okay, no, obviously, not ready to come on Bullakin. So I have practiced that and I lived like that and became normal. We never knew that we were going to walk into my TV with more than $500,000 debt. We never knew. But God knew. Just like when you're standing in the altar this morning with your Holy Communion. I mean, your thoughts are limited. It's just for now. And the things that you have written, the things that you have desired, are not far out into years to come. You know, only limited. But this God You know, the priceless thing about him, he knows your ending. He knows you because he creates you. He can do anything with just a little portion, a percentage of your life. But he's seen the 100% of your life. And I believe that. Because when I was working, when I stepped out, he knew the time will come for me to come like that. And not only that, but to walk into a company with more than half a million debt, it didn't even bother me. It didn't disturb me. I knew exactly what to do. So we were having a good laugh about it last Friday. We were having a lunch or breakfast, and I was sharing with them. You know, when I look back, the first 3 months of starting this company or coming into my TV with Stanley, and most of the time when we go with Stanley Simpson and Nate, when we go to the meeting, we'll come, go sit in the meeting. Sometimes we're sitting in the boardroom and say, oh, we really like this boardroom. And we'll be, you know, saying, okay, one day our boardroom will be like this. We were talking about the meeting that we were going to was not a meeting for them to come and sponsor, was not a meeting for promotion, was not a meeting for making mind. It was a meeting to come and owe up to your debt and pay your debt. And it's amazing. Sometimes when we walk into the car laughing it off, it was nothing. We knew there was a debt to be paid, but you have such peace in your heart knowing it's not your work. God is going to do that for you. And you may be listening in this morning. There are other things that is out there, and you know fully well you don't have the resources to be able to do that. You don't have the need, you know, the things in front of you to be able to meet with everything that is going through your mind and going through your heart. It's disturbing you. Not praying well. Some may come affect the Muloto, affect the Mumasu, or the second book of Mirina Kabirak, but let it out. Sandre to Neva Mukina Mubaka, Samana Kaikoloma Legata Tigo, Namatakaniko, Kerbekaviko, Lebekuako, and Nona Nelewa, Beakoya Metakawa. So when we came in, like what I said, we were sharing this morning, you know, the joy of stepping out and just doing. I've lived my life now, I just know it's going to be good. So turn to the person next to you, Gekabekoya, it's going to be good. Oiko Kaviko, I'm good. Hallelujah. Kabiko nivinaka, niko rawa. Sangende weko narada kava, na nono mukalo we nada kava biko.
Mbaleta, mbaleta go. Niko baga mbauta na kalo.
Hallelujah.
Everything will be good.
Amen.
And you start to confess that everything will be good.
Hallelujah.
So the power of your confession.
Amen.
Because your faith. Kabika na volatambu. Ka na volatambu wango. Sangai kaya na elewa.
Hallelujah.
Kwe turumi na mbalamu. Oya uke uterana tutunisulu. Nalawa e positive ki nona mosa. Baleta nona mwaga mbauta.
Embeni.
Ni vinaka nona mwaga mbauta. Ena positive nona mwaga tutusa.
Yeah.
Ni positive nona mwaga tutusa. Ena positive na kakwa na taukena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So kebakasa na kaini tiko. Nikuwa kebakasa na mbilawa iko kai tiko. Hallelujah. Kebakasa na kakana chikibale kaini tiko. Mubango tena matelomu. You know, the power of your confession. When you say it, it's going to happen. I will share with us a testimony. We were sitting with Nate. Nate will be logging in this morning. And we were downstairs. When we moved to this building, we started downstairs.
Yeah.
And that was in September 2016.
16.
And after that, then we moved upstairs to where we are currently at. And we never had a boardroom then. So it was just a round table, open concept. Just a few, you know, 2 rooms maybe. And we were sitting, going through the bills. And at the end of the month, we put in a contribution from Mr. Stanley Simpson and Sterry, and also from the New Methodist or from the ministry. And that particular month, we were sitting there. I think that was in 2017, either on a Feb or March. And we were sitting on that round table. We were trying to balance the book. And I was telling Nate, okay, clear this, clear that. And we were left with the bill. And then I told Nate, I need 9,000. I need 9,000. So I wrote I had a book sitting on the table. I wrote 9K with a red pen and I circled. So we had a good laugh. Like what I said, when you have faith, a childlike faith, you know there's certain things you cannot do. It's on a car to go to the car. Leave it. The quicker you can leave it, the better. Because indirectly, you're trying to tell God, I cannot fix this.
You,
and then He will
do it
for
you.
Yeah, He will fix it. So we sat there. So we had a good laugh. I looked at Nate and I said, man, I'm really hungry. I really want to have a cup of tea. And Siteri was there. So she came and she said, oh, I've got some biscuit. And I said, what kind of biscuit? Oh, the cookies. What kind of cookie? Cream or plain? She said plain. I said, no, I don't want to have plain cookies. Just make myself a cup of tea. So we had, we made our tea and we were sitting. And as we were sitting, because we were facing the door, There was a knock on the door. The door opened, and there was this gentleman, an Indian, Indo-Fijian gentleman with a Fijian lady, a couple. Thank you, Mr. Ali. You may be watching this this morning. And thank you, Auntie Pedi. So they walked in. When they walked in, I saw Auntie Pedi actually holding a cake box, and it's written there, a Holiday Inn. So I looked at them, and then they said, oh, we're coming to see you. So I stood up and said, okay, I'll see you two in my office. So I walked to the office. I called them in. They came, they said, and I looked at Auntie Pedi, she was just sobbing, crying, as she sat down. So I looked and I said, okay, what happened? And I closed the door. Mr. Ali turned to me, he's a Muslim. He turned and then he said, Auntie Raya, I don't know what happened. Last night, I believe I heard it right. I don't know why I kept on seeing your face until this morning. And he said, in actual fact, we sold one of our property. And I had the tithe. I was supposed to take it to a Makbul, like the Muslim mosque. And he said, I don't know what happened. And this morning, I just stood up. I told Auntie Pedi, come, we go to the bank. And the wife kept on crying and crying. She turned and she said, you know, when we sold the property, when he was talking about the finances, in my heart, I kept on praying with my girls and my daughters. I kept on praying, Lord, allow him to give to the right place on the tithe of our property. And it's amazing. And she said, when he called me this morning to go to the bank, he didn't even tell me anything. We went to the bank. We were lining up at the bank. And after we came out from the bank, he turned to me and he said, we're going to see Auntie Ryan. And on the way up, and then she said, then I remembered, for me, just to bring your favorite cake, because I always like the cheesecake from Holiday Inn. So she went and got me a cheesecake. And I turned to, you know, I was really humbled with the fact, here I was, very hungry, not really hungry that I will die, but, you know, I would love to eat something, and I was not really keen to eat the biscuit, but God knew, before even that day that I was going to say to myself, I really wanted to eat something. Or before even that day when I circled that 9K in red, God knew. And I'll continue to say that because you'll be standing today. You may not see what is there. You may not know what is going to come. But your God knows. He needs you to rise to another level of loving him, of serving him, and being diligent in the things that you do. So that morning, he turned to me and then he said, Auntie Ryan, this is a tithe of my property. And then he gave the envelope. We prayed over. And he said, I'm building another property for my two sons. He went on and on. And then after we prayed and they left, I said, look, I really want to thank you. Because only God knew what we were doing this morning. Where I stood up from on that round table, we had our book. We were talking about our finances this morning. I circled a figure up there on the book. And also I was hungry. But God knew. He worked in his own miraculous way. Look, I'm sharing this because it happened to me, but it can also happen to you. All you need to do, you need to believe. And then he turned and he said, the tithe for the property that we sold is $9,000. And he was actually handing me an envelope that had $9,000 cash. After they left, I came and I called Nate and I said, Nate, come. It's amazing how God works. Hallelujah. I wrote what we need. I knew what is lacking. But I didn't want to, you know, tire my brain or even wreck my brain to try and think how I'm going to get it done. I just believe and I know that he will do it. You know, obviously he did it. And not even a day later, the moment, the timing was so great, the instant it was. So your level of faith, it needs to arise from one level to another level. When you know you believe and have faith for something that is less and you begin to come, don't rest there. Continue to believe in for greater things, bigger things. And then it elevates you, take you to another level of your faith with him. And the stronger it becomes, the more you are reliant on God and the more confident that you can trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's so amazing that God go to the exact figure.
Yes.
Of nine grand.
Hallelujah.
You are sitting on 9 grand. You pen the 9 grand. And God provide the 9 grand.
Hallelujah.
To prove that he's not a man to lie.
He's not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind.
No, son of man to change.
You know, sometimes when you write things and you begin to look around, you're going to bang around. If you never know, make a lot of making. Oh, no, we saw me. Oh, no, we care care with ta. Oh, no, we care care with boo. Oh, no, we care care with momo. Oh, no, we care care. If I am not no more, I can't say. Iko care care wa waki seko na maka mi desuli. Rega na kalo ko kati ko berona biwati no rogo mengo. Endo e Muslimani endo bero e bambota na kalo na wati na marama ni viti ko bambota na kalo kero tono luvian. Yo ko ngo e Muslimani. Amen. Kwa karo ni na kama na kalo mi rongo diko. O ko na baka ngata na kaki nga e willing. O Mr. Ali ko sa tika boreda na kalo wero tonga rabati ko no na viti na. You know, like what I said, you don't think and try to reason.
Don't reason.
Yeah, don't reason out how it's going to happen. You just believe that it's going to happen, because, and it will happen.
Because when you reason, you are doubting.
Yeah, you are canceling.
You're trying to look for logic.
Hallelujah.
You're trying to look for signs. No. Walking with God like a childlike faith.
Hallelujah.
Is totally trust. Yeah. It's more than belief. It's more than faith.
Hallelujah.
It's trust. Leaving everything that you depend on.
Yeah.
And you walk
stepping
with
out
God.
Into the unknown.
Yes. And that's what triggers the love of God.
Hallelujah.
And the answer to your prayer. In the Bible, it's just full from cover to cover. That people trusted in God. God will do it to them.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what he said. That faith pleases God. Do you want to please God? Just have faith. The things that you are sitting on right now. Maybe financial, relationship, your children,
hallelujah,
your mortgage, your car,
yeah,
your business, whatever. Whatever that under the sun. Remember, God created everything.
Hallelujah.
Including the trillion
His
of stars.
He came to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Including the sun.
Oh, hallelujah.
Including the moon. Everything that is out there.
Amen.
The Bible says, God created heaven and earth. Full stop. That means anything in heaven, anything on earth is created by God. Then why are you worrying about?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, Jesus was talking to the multitudes. Why you worry and say what to eat,
yeah,
what to drink, what to wear? Those are the characteristics
of
the heathen, the Gentiles.
Who don't believe in any God.
Yes.
You believe in a God, so you don't worry about your life. You trust him completely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's why God's mighty hand move when you trust him. Because faith pleases him.
Yeah.
When he's pleased, he'll please you because you have faith in him. Our duty is to believe. His duty is to deliver.
Hallelujah.
And I believe today we want to encourage you. Hallelujah. You're supposed to buy a car. You're supposed to buy a house. Yeah. You're supposed to do a business. Hallelujah.
You need to completely trust in God. Some of you are maybe trying to sell your property. Maybe you're trying to sell some of the things that you have, or wanting to buy a property or buy a car, like what Gaselevi shared with us this morning. Don't lose hope. Don't allow this pandemic or this situation to say, okay, you know, I'm not going to be able to do the things that I planned from the beginning of the year. No, you continue to stand in faith that he's going to do it for you. It's not going to be you. He's going to do it for you. And I want to share again with us one testimony this morning. One afternoon we were here. In actual fact, he was doing a payment for his taxes to FERCA. That payment, I know you're logging in this morning. He does that payment for us, and he does it every month. And one particular day, Atalga Semosi reminded me, and he said, Auntie Rai, tomorrow the payment is due. So I did all the payment voucher, wrote everything ready for the 10,000 already, and I said, look, it's going to be on the folder, and it's going to be here on top of my table. You're going to pay it tomorrow. And I left from here, and we planned to meet at Mid-City at the coffee place. So we went, we had coffee, we were sitting there having coffee. And then I look at my phone, it had a number that appeared as missed calls, about 3 to 4 missed calls. So I called this number. And when I called this number, she said, I came to my TV, I wanted to see you, but I couldn't find you. And they said that you have gone home. And I'm actually on my way to Lodala Beach Estate. And she said, I came here and asked the security, and the security said that you're not here. And I said, I'm actually back here in town. I didn't go home straight from the office. We are here at Mid-City in town. And I said, is it urgent? What is it that you wanted to see me about? And then she said, no, it's not urgent. I'm just being led to come and see you. But I was bringing something, and I'd rather hand deliver it to you. But I'm here. I'm parked here outside the property. Or at the office. And I said, look, can you just get off and keep on walking to the office and ask for Auntie Mary Davatinvale? At that time, Auntie Mary was looking after our finances. And he said, when you get into the office, ask for Auntie Mary. When you find her, just give her your phone. So we were sitting with Ngasilevu at Mid-City. And she kept on saying, okay, I'm entering the office now. And said, just ask for Auntie Mary. So I could hear her. And after a few minutes, then I heard Auntie Mary on the phone to say, praise the Lord. And I said, Auntie Mary, there's a lady there, and that's her phone. And I will need you to serve her and look after her. Whatever that she's a burden to bring to me, I would like for you to receive on my behalf and make sure you give her a receipt. And after that, I spoke with her again, and I said, look, you whatever, if we don't meet, it's amazing. Until today, we still haven't met. And please just hand it over to Auntie Mary, which she did. After she left and we were having coffee off my phone, we were still having coffee. And then after a while, then I turned, I checked my message again. Then I saw Auntie Mary's posting. It's amazing. When she posted a picture of $10,000. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And she said, Auntie Mary, she left this and I've given her the envelope or the receipt. So I told Auntie Mary, please, that needs to go with a payment voucher. You'll need to pass it on to Talangasi Mosi to do the payment tomorrow, which he did. Like what I'm sharing this morning. You know, sometimes it can be mind-boggling to think, okay, you know, how can he do that? Or how does that happen? You know, some of you may be listening in this morning, may not believe what we are sharing every Sunday, or you choose not to believe. But if you're willing to believe what I'm sharing this morning, or what we share every Sunday, we want you to believe, because this God, he is real. And there is no other God like him. You may be standing on whatever that you're standing on this morning, but you need to believe. Because when you believe, it calls things as though they are. You know, according to the truth of his word, when he says his word, he calls the dead to life. You know, whatever is dead, whatever doesn't work, he can call that to make it work. He can call that to life. And he called things that are not. Things that are not. What? Finance, things that are not. Cannot happen. Yeah. Things that are not. He called them and it came to be as though they are.
Oh.
So you need to start believing this morning. And as we come to the end of this program, we would like to encourage you.
Hallelujah.
Stand with us in faith. Read your word and believe in the Bible. Believe in everything that he says, because it's not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. And that promise goes to you, to everybody who is willing, because he is willing to answer that promise. I'll give this time to Gaselevo to also pray for us this morning as we are logging in.
Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Let us believe. And let us
receive. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We believe that.
Yes, Father.
You are with us.
Your Turanga.
Every situation.
Yes, Father.
Every couple.
Whatever that is.
Every family.
In Jesus' name.
Whatever they are sitting on.
Hallelujah.
Right now, we believe that you are a miracle.
Yes.
Working God.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God. The healing into our body.
Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God. Restoration into our relationship.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God, that you'll meet our financial obligations.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Break
in Jesus' name. In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name. I bind every spirit of doubt and disbelief.
In Jesus'
and
name.
And I cast it to the lake of fire.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because you are a covenant-keeping God.
Oh, hallelujah.
I pray
thank
over
you,
people's life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sickness.
Yes.
I pray over
heal
those
them.
That are struggling.
Oh, hallelujah.
Right now, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
In Jesus' name.
Relationship. Or the husband and wife,
in
the
Jesus
children
name.
And their parents.
Our restoration
we thank
Jesus
you, Father
name.
God,
oh,
that
hallelujah.
You will restore relationship.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
You will answer prayer. You will provide food on the
oh,
table.
Hallelujah.
Because you are our God. Thank you, Father. Please increase our faith.
In Jesus' name.
To believe in you. In Jesus' name, we receive
yes,
what we
Father.
Confess. We possess
oh,
what
hallelujah.
We confess. Because you are our God.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, today. We receive all these things that we uttered in your presence as we call out the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
We receive it in Jesus' name. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 10:30 to 11:30. God of our nation will bless you. The God of Abraham will bless you.
Hallelujah.
The God of Isaac will bless you. The God of Israel will bless you. As he's blessing us.
Yes.
Our family and the ministry.
He can also bless
also
you.
Also bless you. So from the studio.
Yeah. Join us again next Sunday at 10:30, the same time. And if you're free this afternoon, tune in at 3 o'clock as they will be having the Youth for Christ from the Four Shores.
From the studio in Suba, have a blessed day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, We choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking
Amen.
About from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.